Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Once again, I'd heard the name Chaco, this time from Anton Zarowski, the Polish scientist who had learnt to speak English in Scotland. He was leading a well-ordered life as a consulting engineer in Rio when we ran him to Earth. I took advantage of my alleged business position with the meat company in order to look him over. Called him out to our Rio cold storage plant to discuss expansion. We were alone in an empty freezer and all was going well until Zarowski suddenly suspected what I was after. He panicked, but it was impossible to escape. Neither of us could. Someone had clamped the door shut and we were trapped in a huge icebox.
No, Mr. Carson, I refuse to believe that this is not a trick to get information out of me. But you will hear nothing. Nothing!
Oh, easy, old chap. We're in the same boat. Freezer, rather.
No, these tricks do not convince me. I have had dealings enough with your kind. Spy!
Oh, steady, old chap. Don't quite care for the spy. Howsoever, let me hasten to point out that I'm as much victim of the situation as yourself. Someone obviously wants us both trapped inside here.
Until you force me to speak, then... Let there be no misunderstanding. I know what you seek. I will not talk. I have washed my hands of it all. This is a new life for me. I have a business which now prospers. I have a good wife, a young family. No dealings with I have with any kind, any of your kind, for fear that I lose all.
Scarcely time to point this out, caught in this confounded cold as we are, but must. If the secret of this death ray falls into the wrong hands, what then of your business? Family.
For all you know, Mr. Carson, it may already be in wrong hands.
Chaco's?
What is it that you know of Chaco?
Let the name drop yourself, old chap, in the first few heated moments.
It is a hateful name.
He was one of the six surviving scientists who arrived from Europe. Am I right?
I told you, Mr. Carson, I will not speak.
Yeah, this Chaco seems to have some hold, eh?
He has no hold on me.
No?
I have parted from his kind for all time. Cannot I convince you of that?
Perhaps. You were working on a certain aspect of this death ray.
I will not answer that.
Nevertheless, you were. Your specialty was plant construction.
Who told you that?
Shot and dark. Howsoever...
It is true, then, that I was engaged in the planning of the plant... Vitally important to such a project. But I have no plans or documents in my possession now, and I have tried my hardest to eradicate all the details from my memory. Try to understand that I am a peace-loving man, a family man.
I hate to disrupt your family life, old chap, but many, many families are involved in this great issue. In the wrong hands, death ray could cause frightful slaughter and misery.
Need you tell me that? When I have worked upon it.
I'm merely trying to appeal to the better side of your nature.
Have I not explained, though? The plans, the documents, I no longer have them.
You destroyed them?
No. And they are not destroyed. Perhaps it is best that I tell you this much. Chaco has them.
I see. Your part, too.
From that I understand that you have already come upon another of my former colleagues.
Not Chaco.
I imagine that he will be most elusive. But who?
Dr. Diaz.
Yeah, the one who claims to be the greatest scientist in the world. The crazy fool. But where did Chaco catch up with him?
Well, living back of beyond, native village.
How like him.
Ever Chaco. Where can he be found?
I have no idea of that. Indeed, even if I knew, I would not disclose it to a living soul.
Not even at Price?
Ah, so that is why all this is arranged. To try your bribery. Well, let me tell you, Carson, this cold is already more than uncomfortable. You are wasting your time.
Believe me, we're both trapped in here.
It is strange, is it not, that you should be so eager to extract from me all that I know?
I must do something to keep circulation going.
A smooth one indeed. But I cannot be involved. If Chaco knew that I gave the slightest hint as to his whereabouts, my life would be at an end. My children fatherless.
Then you've some idea where he may be found?
No, I do not. I swear to that.
Huh. And what about other colleagues?
I have no idea. It is from you that I hear for the first time of Diaz. The others went their ways. Perhaps one deep down into the Andes. Perhaps another and another into some country bordering Brazil. I do not know. Oh, but it's cold. It's fast becoming unbearable.
Oh, keep swinging your arms, rubbing hands.
Please, are you not satisfied now that I have nothing to give you?
And aren't you convinced, old chap, that I'm locked up in here the same as you are?
You really mean that?
I've been trying my best to convince you.
There must be some way to get out. The door, let us hammer upon it.
You're the engineer, Zarovsky. These doors, very heavy. Unlikely anything heard. Howsoever, sure to be someone looking for us.
In the meantime, we will be frozen to death. You are already blue with the cold yourself.
A trifle uncomfortable, we'll say. All right, then. Try emergency measure.
What is this you draw from your pocket?
Pipe.
Such a strange and over-large pipe.
It needs to be big. Now, the transmitter's miraculously compact.
Transmitter?
This man once caught up in business of secret weapons. This perhaps might interest you. Low-range transmitter. Signals only, of course.
Amazing. A small aerial uncoiled.
Indeed. Like so. Now to work. All going well. Signal should be picked up at other end.
Whereabouts might that be, Carson?
Friend's apartment. Here goes. Nothing old-fashioned about this pipe. A trifle unusual, but many handy inventions in this day and age. Its twin was lying in Sir Giles Davenport's apartment. The signals came through faintly to him, but they were enough. So we were rescued, and Anton Zarovsky left me in the greatest possible haste. Back at Sir Giles' Copacabana apartment, we talked it over.
You know, Carson, I thought that pipe you left was an infernal machine. I dare not touch it. Oh, it did have its use.
So, might have ended up frozen stiff, but for having it with me.
No notion who so unsportingly shut you in?
Afraid not. Old trick. Destroy opposition. Anton Zarovsky proved a disappointment.
You haven't just cast him aside?
No, heavens no. Got Angelo out even now, checking up on him. But frustrating, most. This Chaco looms larger and larger as the evil genius.
Indeed. But, man, we must be on the right track. Otherwise, these rival agents wouldn't be so jolly persistent.
True, Sir Giles, but where does all this leave us?
Well, I suggest we take a breather, sort things out. What about another snort?
Yes. What about yourself?
I'll sit on this one.
Well, thanks.
There you are. Help yourself to water.
Right. Yeah, that does it. Cheers.
To our success in this search, Carson.
Sir. All the same, sir, we've drunk to that on a number of occasions.
We mustn't be too impatient. Hello?
Someone's door.
It's opening, that old man. Ah, Angelo.
Indeed, Excellency.
I don't know why I shouldn't have thought it was someone else, but after all, one of Carson's lady loves apparently took a wax impression of the key. But Angelo, you black-hearted old rogue, what have you been finding out?
Excellency, I've been in conversation with a relative.
Dear fellow, that could mean any one of hundreds.
The cousin who is in the position of cleaner at the building where the Signor Zarovsky has his offices.
Oh, yes.
I requested my cousin that he should maintain a particular watch upon the Signor. And now he informs me that the Signor returned today in a state of considerable agitation.
Reason to.
Indeed.
And furthermore, Excellency, that he left with several cases of papers.
He did?
See. And from what he was told by other people on the same floor of the building, he will be absent for some time.
Where? Where gone to, I mean?
My relatives are inquiring into that, Senor Carson.
Interesting turn of events, old man.
Yeah, most. When can you expect something, Angelo?
Oh, it is unlikely that I should hear more before very late tonight.
You've done very well so far.
Joe, yes. This Sarovsky mightn't be the reformed and innocent fellow he makes out.
You never know, Sir Giles. Anyway, I'll be looking forward to hearing more. Meanwhile, I have an appointment.
Which one this time?
Say, Corelli, Sir Giles. Said I'd drop in at the new place where she's dancing, the White Tulip. Care to join me?
Oh, no, Carson. You go along and enjoy yourself while you can. I'd say there was a busy time for you coming up.
I had a reason to call on Fay. previous night, she'd been strangely insistent that I should watch out for our American bird painter, the red-headed Hetty Fitzhenry. At least, that was the excuse I made myself. Anyway, I found myself at the White Tulip, a dimly lit place with frosted panels carrying tulip designs. And I found the lissom Faye sitting at a table with my former school chum, Roger Deauville.
Ah, Monsieur Bruce. Think who I find here at the Branca Tulipa. Monsieur Roger, alone.
How are you, old chap?
Tip-top, Bruce.
Didn't expect to find you here.
Aha! Perhaps you think you are the only one to know of what attractions there are here. And I am beginning to find out that Monsieur Roger is the most charming person.
Thank you, mademoiselle.
You deserve it. You say so sweet things to me. I not hear them from other people. You are staying, Monsieur Bruce?
I had intended to.
Then do sit down.
Oui. You keep Monsieur Roger company for me while I perform my dance.
Oh, certainly.
I will be back, Monsieur Roger.
Getting freeze.
Oh, get on with you. Just trying to make you jealous.
Raving, sure. Howsoever, what brings you here, apart from Faye, I mean?
Well, don't worry, Bruce. It wasn't Faye. I'm looking for Hetty.
Looking for her?
She's been acting mysteriously all day. Had a feeling that the Fitzhenry blood was all het up over something. You know what she's like.
Up to a point.
I knew she was planning another expedition to track some strange bird.
To paint it, you mean? Well,
that's the point, Carson. I gathered there was something much, much more to this bird.
Oh, any notion where?
In the Andes somewhere.
Andes?
Yes, away over in Peru. Anyway, I've looked high and low in all the likely haunts. It's pretty clear that she's buzzed off. And as I said, it's all very mysterious. Something very odd about this bird.
Zarovsky had suddenly moved out, then Hetty Fitzhenry. Could there be any link? I had to look into this, otherwise someone might steal a march on us in the grim and shadowy game of Operation Death Ray.